SRN News, I'm John Scott. DNA testing underway to determine whether Hamas's top leader, Yahya Sinwar, was killed in a military operation in Gaza. Three terrorists were killed during the operations in Gaza. The identities of the three, so far, not confirmed. But the Israeli military was checking the possibility that one of them was Sinwar. Meanwhile, hunger experts and aid teams are on the ground in Gaza.
WFP Country Director for Palestine, Antoine Renard, says the risk of famine in Gaza remains high.
Nearly 2 million people in Gaza still face the risk of famine. And that risk will persist unless all border crossings remain open and aid continues to reach those in need.
Meanwhile, the Integrated Food Security Phase Classification, or the IPC, reports 86% of Gaza's population faces crisis-level hunger or worse. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Also at SRNnews.com, an independent panel says the U.S. Secret Service needs fundamental reform. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton has the report.
The panel reviewing the attempted assassination of Donald Trump issued a 52-page report that takes the Secret Service to task. It recommends bringing in new outside leadership and refocusing on its protective mission. A gunman fired at Trump during a July campaign rally in Butler, Pennsylvania. Without new leadership, the independent panel warns that another Butler can and will happen again. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Americans stepping up their purchases at retailers last month. Retail sales rose 0.4% from August to September. That's up from 1% the previous month and the third straight increase. The Dow is up 164 points. The NASDAQ composite adding 100. This is SRN News. It's getting harder to be a Christian in the United Kingdom.
Hostility toward believers is on the rise, with hundreds of cases of people suffering job loss and sometimes even physical assaults for their faith. A new report from the Commission of Inquiry into Discrimination Against Christians finds that the faithful are apt to take a lot of flack for expressing opinions that used to be commonly held just a few decades ago. The commission says many people interviewed for the report insisted on remaining anonymous for fear of backlash just for participating. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Refugees from Ukraine and Russia who have fled to Israel are now helping the war effort there. The Slavic Gospel Association is organizing Ukrainian and Russian Jewish Christians to deliver aid to suffering families on the front lines. The Illinois-based organization backing the relief efforts of Ukrainian and Russian-speaking congregations in Israel that are helping the Israelis. This is SRN News. A lethal injection has reportedly been postponed. A Texas man that was scheduled to be executed this evening for the death of his toddler has been given a bit of a reprieve. Former Detective Brian Wharton told KLTV he believes Robert Robertson is innocent.
If the state proceeds, whatever Robert gave me, the state will take away from me, because that death will follow me for the rest of my life.
Robertson was sent to be executed in a shaken baby syndrome case that has been delayed. He had been convicted in the 2002 death of his two-year-old daughter. Alabama preparing to execute a man who admitted to killing five people with an axe and gun during a 2016 drug-fueled rampage. 36-year-old Derek Dearman scheduled to be executed by lethal injection at William C. Holman Correctional Facility in South Alabama. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.